Welcome to another week of the Painted Black Podcast. My name is Pete Berg, and joining me as always, we have Mr. Brian Katz.
Hello.
We have Mr. Lou Figueroa.
What's up?
And joining us today from the, what the fuck's your show name? Disenfranchised. We have Ken.
Thanks for having me, dudes.
What's up, man?
Way to butcher that.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we're on this, too. We got a show.
So, how was the Super Bowl for the sports guys?
It was awesome, man. I got to watch some of it because of that blackout, because otherwise I was just eating fruit and drinking beers.
Yeah, right? I thought the game was going to be over, yeah. And then it was third quarter, halfway through, you're like, nice.
Once my stomach got too distended to eat or drink anymore, I got to sit down for a little bit. I was like, oh my God, the game's still on? Nice.
I missed the whole second half of that shit.
Yeah?
I watched the first half, got up, made fun of Beyonce a little bit, and then it was straight to the food.
Not how she looked, though. She looked great.
No, I was making fun of the performance. Super Bowl halftime shows are just the worst.
Her performance was right up her alley for being Beyonce.
It was just, she was dancing on a stage that was comprised of her face, like two profiles of her face, with a giant flaming version of her behind her that was like 18 feet tall, in front of a mirror that reflected her 36 times. It was like a big ode to her ego.
Well, I mean, that's kind of shitty.
I don't
mind
seeing that much Beyonce.
What about?
It was like overstimulation.
Instead of her face, they should have done it with the booty.
Yeah.
There were some close-ups. I got a few.
But like a flaming booty facing another flaming booty. 36 booties.
Probably more recognizable.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
It's kind of dick to have Kelly Rowland come up on that stage too. Like after the, you know, she came up from that performance.
Oh, when Destiny's Least Favorite Children showed up?
No, she's a second least. Like there's a third one. And actually there's a couple of them that they cycled.
That one I haven't seen since Freddy vs. Jason.
That's Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, okay.
She did a song with Ellie. She actually had an album. The other one didn't get an album. The other one was like, they're like, get the fuck out.
There was like 36 detectives who just went off the job on the Super Bowl. They're like, oh my God, there they are. We found them. Guys, we found them.
The Missing Destiny's Children report.
I heard there was a lot of people looking for them.
Well, let's get into it. Let's start off with news to some. And as usual, these are news stories that aren't really news stories, but amuse us nonetheless. This headline is from Yahoo News, and it just makes me laugh already. Duke students to protest fraternity's racist rager. And if you look at these pictures, they essentially had a Oriental party, an Asian-themed party, where they're all showing up in rice paddy hats with Fu Manchus.
That's the party to be at.
Yeah.
kind of upset I missed it.
Yeah, me too.
It was for the Kappa Sigma sorority, I guess, and the invites that they emailed around.
That's the most down sorority I've ever heard of, man.
Yeah.
Do you think they have any Asians in that sorority? Or like,
I doubt it if they're throwing this shit.
Why not? We can't have a good sense of humor. They had all.
If they had one Asian girl in this thing, it would have been forgiven.
I'm sure. No, they had a ton of Asian people there. It was an Oriental party.
Yeah, everyone there was Asian.
Yeah.
In spirit, I guess.
No, but if I was at a.
How is this any different from Toga Party? You know,
it's racist against
make
Greeks.
Fun of the right. Greeks. Right. I mean, I would go to like, let's say they're making fun of white people party. Like, I'd go to that. Just like, dress all like,
why
you know,
not?
Like lame and stuff. And I'd just like, be like, I'd be on the dance floor not dancing right. Like,
wear like a golf outfit, some plaid shorts.
I'd show everybody my credit report. I'd be like, look,
your stock portfolio.
Yeah, like I got my family picture.
Well, the part that made me laugh the hardest was the invitations that they sent out. They subbed out all the L's for R's. So it said like they had a picture of King Jamil from Team America, and it said like hero and thank you,
yeah. Thank you. I might just start saying it.
It really sounds like they're celebrating culture here.
Yeah. Well, the people they got pissed off were, of course, the Asian Student Society on the Duke campus.
No, they pissed me off. I didn't get an invite.
Who are also
that.
The only people on Duke campus not drinking beers?
I'm still pissed off. I didn't get an invite to that party.
The only reason they weren't invited, they didn't go, was because they were home studying.
Yeah, they.
I would definitely show up with, you know, fake wig and like Bruce Lee yellow tracksuit.
Oh, that's more of an homage to the culture. You're still picking though. Their greatest hero.
I come out with the fucking Fu Manchu with the buck teeth.
Is he their greatest hero?
Bruce Lee?
Yeah.
Name one better.
Yao Ming.
Lo Pan.
Yao Ming, really?
Lopez.
I don't even know what that sounds like. A dish. No. Sounds delicious.
It's from Big Trouble in Little China.
That guy.
Oh yeah.
The dude is like,
give you that.
I could really
that.
Go for a quarter Lopan though.
I mean, yeah. You go to any restaurant, order that shit.
That's a pork dish, isn't it?
Yeah, it's with like some delicious sauce on it that you can never make because you're not Asian. You don't know the fucking spices or something.
Well, Well, there's a little side note, too, to this story, and I want to ask Lou. As a Hispanic gentleman, they have had these kind of parties before, and last year they had the Hispanic theme party where all the members just had to wear ponchos, sombreros, mustaches. Women held signs that read, "We'll mow lawn for weed and beer," and "I don't cut grass, I smoke it."
Nice.
Now, going by the smile on your face, you don't seem all that offended.
Well, I mean, I pretty much did that for that 80s party we had went to a long time ago.
Oh, Cheech. Where you rocked that as Cheech?
I went as Cheech. And for any potheads, go to a party as Cheech. Everyone is going to insist that you smoke with them for free.
This is true. Helpful tip.
If you show up as Cheech, I'm going to demand weed from you.
Yo, the only reason why it's not a much bigger story is that because the girls did it, and it wasn't like the old dude fraternity that was like, you know what I'm saying? Because the girls are like, they'll hate on them, but still, they're chicks. So it's like, you can't hate on them too hard.
Yeah, but I mean, these things catch fire. Like, they're planning a protest with 700 people planning to attend.
Hell, wow, we won't go.
A fucking awesome party.
Well, there's so many of them.
I know.
I'm really upset I didn't make it.
There's a billion of them that are outraged. Just...
Yeah, what these chicks from Duke got to realize is they should be sending some invites north to New York.
Yeah.
We'll come down. I'll dress up like any kind of race. I don't mind that shit. We'll have a good time. I got that weed.
Ken will show up in blackface.
Yeah, what? Come on. Who cares?
I'll do it.
And I'll tell every one of those protesters, get a sense of humor. Come on. I'll crack a beer for you.
That could be trouble. If even one of them knows how to throw a fireball.
Give it a Zakadugan.
I'm willing to bet, you know, it's going to be one of them doing the corkscrew kick.
No, it's a true fact.
Clear out 30 people.
It's a fact that Asian people, they don't tell the Guaylos, which are the round eyes, that they could fly. They literally could fly.
I've seen Michelle in soccer. It's true.
Yeah.
It's all in that movie.
That was a documentary.
Yeah, if you see that blonde hair, though, man, you just got to know to run. If you see some dark hair turn blonde, you know you got to take off.
You got at least 45 minutes till he's fully charged.
Yeah, that's your cue.
When I was a kid, I was
get the next train back up to New York. We're good.
When I was a kid, I always thought that those, like, oh man, these episodes are so intense, but they were just saving money by showing the same fucking picture, shaky, but, like, for three episodes. And I'm sitting there intense, like, sweating on my couch, just like, just throw the fireball, man. Just do it. You got it.
Dude, I would have back then paid big money for, like, a bowling ball that looked like a dragon ball.
Yeah?
That would have been dope.
It would, I mean,
I'm sure you could still get that.
Yeah. Well, now I don't really like it as much. Fucking every new season, it's like, oh, this guy can transform 5 times now. This guy can transform 6 times.
I think that's where Dragon Ball lost me. Was what was the green dude? Cell?
Yeah.
When he reached like transformation 17,
it was like Piccolo. Wasn't it Piccolo?
No, Cell, the bad guy.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't the good guy Piccolo?
Piccolo was
he's
the good
green
guy,
too, but green. He didn't do shit except, you know,
he lost his arm.
Get beat after like 2 seasons. He was just done.
He was dead.
No,
yeah, turban.
He was just too weak at that point. Yeah, just like the little guy in the first season.
Krillin?
Yeah, the guy that they made his custom hat for.
He had a custom hat?
Yeah.
Oh.
Second season, he was rocking that joint all over the place. Like, I'm not fighting anybody, but they got a hat with my name on it.
What I forgot about those things? There was always like an intense there was always an intense fight. Then there was like always Goku running, like trying to get somewhere. And then there was like a chick and a couple of people that were just like doing Dragon Ball things. they're the only real people who were fucking with Dragon Balls.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Dragon Ball Digressions with Brian Katz.
Have you ever watched that shit? I mean, what the fuck was a Dragon Ball even? Like,
they granted wishes.
Did they? Who had one? I've never seen anyone have.
They brought it up like early on and then just dropped it.
For good.
No, that was their out whenever like three characters would die each fight and then they'd go get Dragon Balls and bring them back. Like, over and over.
Like every the time they'd be like, this whole time there's been this thing that gets super powerful. We just didn't know it. Just do it.
Cat still doesn't understand the show.
I mean,
no one does.
I know that they saved a lot of money with animation because they kept showing Goku running over the same hill like fucking Fred Flintstone like 80 times a fucking episode.
So yeah, these Asian girls or these Asian people protesting, just to get back on target, I think Ken summed it up best when you just said, get a sense of humor.
Yeah, sure.
Stop being fucking uptight.
Chill out.
All right. Let's move on. Let's go to stupid people. So we got a couple stupid people this week. First one is Miami teen 18-year-old Penelope Soto, who was in court over a possession charge for, I believe, a Xanax.
A Xanax, man.
Now, Brian, you tell this story better than I do.
All right. Well, basically, she's in court via camera. I'm not 100% sure why, but that's what that was the deal. And anyway, the judge is obviously Hispanic, right? And when he's talking to her,
Judge Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, man. And he's the whole time she's giggling like an asshole. And then he sets her bail at $5,000, just like, you know, just get out of here, right? She's like, adios. And he's like, he called her back. He's like, would you say adios to me? And she's like, yeah. He's like, $10,000 bail. And then she's like, $10,000?
She's well, like, according to this, she said, expletive you.
Well, I mean, so. I'm getting to that. She's like, $10,000. Anyway, she starts walking away. She's like, fuck you. And he's like, whoa, come back here. And then she's like, did you say fuck you? And she's like, yeah, I said fuck you. He's like, 30 days in jail, bitch.
Like, amazing. You should see this little cunt's face, too.
She was pretty shocked.
I think this all stems back from the police officer taking away a drug that she desperately obviously needed. Does that actually chill that girl out, bro?
Yeah, he asked her if she was on drugs, and she was like wigging out in the fucking jail. And he's like, no, actually, I'm not on drugs. He's all ticky and shit. So maybe she was like coming down off of
probably
like,
has a script for it and takes way too many.
Yeah, because I know those people, they get addicted to them shits. So they're like highly addictive.
Xanax is a tough one because if you ever do it, you call and keep going.
Yeah,
it's sweet.
Ken's like, yeah, you know, I have a couple Xanax every once in a while.
To steer away from him. Smell trouble.
Yeah?
Yeah. So let's go to the next stupid person. You guys are the sports guys, so it's good you're here. Alabama high school coach for, I guess, their football team got caught candidly making some comments about Michelle Obama post-inauguration. Mainly saying she was, well, first he started off calling her fat. Just kept remarking on her fat butt and saying how it's ironic that she's the one in charge of the nation's, like, health, considering that she looks like, and this is a quote, a big fat gorilla. He then continued on to go talking about how he dislikes, and this is again in quotes, not my words, I don't believe in queers, and I don't like queers.
This is Nick Saban?
No. This is, like, a high school guy.
Oh, this is a high school guy? All right, yeah.
Nick Saban could do it, they'd all clap in Alabama. Three national championships?
Alabama's pretty backwards. I'm going to say that there's some places in Alabama where they haven't met people that aren't from Alabama and didn't grow up in Alabama.
Does he not believe in queers like he doesn't believe in, like, ghosts or something? Like, you know, they don't exist?
Should we send a few down there to prove their existence?
Yeah, nothing dirty. Just have them dance around him for a while.
I got a few gay friends. I'll just send down to them. They'll fucking come over. They'll introduce themselves.
He'll just hear some techno music outside his house one day.
Yeah, whatever.
And a prize parade.
Yeah, I was going to say, just direct the parade right through his neighborhood. You know?
The parade.
Probably because they don't have the internet.
They don't have the internet.
Not down there.
They don't have running water and shit there.
They're running, like, power football. That guy eats, sleeps, breathes football. Or doesn't think anything else. Probably still thinks it's 1960.
I mean, I'm shocked he called Michelle Obama a fat gorilla. Like,
I'm not.
He only got 10-day suspension for that. You call north of the Mason-Dixon line, you're getting fucking fired for that shit.
Yeah. That just goes to show you.
Alabama's like, have a 10-day vacation, brother. That's full pay, by the way.
I think this is more egregious than the Asian party by far. I mean,
Asian party
is clearly wildly racist.
Well, let me get this straight.
Well, first of all, this guy should not be teaching or anywhere around kids, but you don't hear anybody crying, complaining about that. Like, not fired. He should be arrested. Like, what are you teaching these kids? What else have you said to these kids?
I know, right?
Well, I mean, first, let me just get this off my chest. Everything about that Oriental party was amazing. All right. Like, that should.
No, we're throwing one.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely throw three.
Get like a giant gong.
You need
God,
to
go boom.
I'll show people as they walk through the door.
Right. Right. I don't even know where you would go buy them, but like those little things they serve you Chinese food in, just like everything's in, like beers that come in those.
You
like,
got to take your shoes off at the door
and bow.
At least one group of people inside a giant dragon costume.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got to wear like those glasses with the Chinese eyes on them.
Yeah.
And maybe smoking some opium.
I think officially we're talking more racist than this party was.
Oh yeah,
we're just more clever because we're guys.
Well, we didn't say buck teeth or nothing.
I said that. I said that's how a Fu Manchu and a buck teeth, baby.
Oh,
that's
okay.
How I show.
Never mind. Pretty much covered all the bases
for
racism.
Yeah, all that stuff. That'd be great. Oh, anyway, yeah, Alabama sucks.
Yeah,
That guy definitely sucks.
His big quote, too, was that they are an abomination against God. I don't like being around queers. This guy goes on like this.
Who,
for a
the
while.
Obamas?
No.
It'd be funny if he just combined.
It'd be funny if he lost his mind and started saying foul things. Like, our president just got me. He's like, no, I don't like gays. They're abominations. Michelle's got a fat ass.
And then after.
Why I married her.
Of course, afterwards, after he was busted for this, he was like, I didn't mean it.
He was on fucking. They had the audio of it. It's like.
No, he's not denying that. He said it. He just was saying that. He said he didn't mean it.
Yeah. I meant it.
No, he goes, I have no hatred towards anyone or any group, but clearly he's using words like queers and gorilla. This guy's got some hate in his heart.
What am I supposed to call him, fags?
This guy, he sounds like the actual person the Squidbillies was modeled after.
He really does. He kind of looks like it, too.
I feel like he wears the red hood in the old clan.
He's the Grand Wizard?
Yeah, he's the Grand Wizard of the old KKK.
Like, I don't know if it was because I was, you know, born after 1975 or if it's because I live in New York, but, like, I assume that, like, one out of every three or four people is fucking gay. Like, if you're a room full of people, there's 10 gay people surrounding you. Like, I don't know. I don't understand the hatred. I can't see how, like, you could be uncomfortable with gays or blacks or I don't get it.
Who gives a shit who you fuck, really?
I don't. I especially enjoy gay guys because it's just less dudes trying to bang chicks.
it's like the ratio is almost better. Almost.
It makes the ratio much better.
What I can't handle is everyone's got to get a fucking parade. I don't want anyone to have a parade. The only time you should have a parade is when your team wins something.
About St. Patrick's Day?
No, I mean,
What about St. Patrick's Day?
Who even watches the parade? Everyone just gets wasted.
No, you go to the city and get wasted.
You can kill the whole parade. Who cares about the parade?
The parade's the least important part of this whole thing.
Why would you go to the city?
Because St. Patrick's Day.
Because they have bars there.
You get wasted anywhere else. Though.
Bars there.
No one goes to the parade.
You gotta have the parade. People go to the parade.
No
Aren't
one goes
we past
the parade.
Parades as a culture, though?
Yeah. I don't know. I like
my people.
Let's celebrate. Walk in line.
I like the parade.
Oh, my God. The Puerto Rican Day Parade is like a felony fest, bro.
That's so bad.
Either that or
people liked Puerto Ricans until then.
I don't know who parties harder, the Puerto Ricans or the West Indians.
The Puerto Rican Day Parade lasts longer. It's not really a parade more than it is a marathon.
And chicks still continually go to that. Like, you know, if you're a girl and you dress skimpy, you're gonna get sexually assaulted.
It's straight up rape. Rapes.
Yeah, it is. It's like a public rape, and women just keep going. I don't know. It's awesome.
They're like, yo, who wants to go to the fucking Puerto Rican Day Parade? Who wants to get raped and felt up? Yo, right here.
Crazy.
The West Indies Day Parade, people just straight up get shot. Like, those parades are for real.
I didn't even know that was a parade.
I don't even know anyone from the West Indies. Like, I know that's Rihanna.
Jamaica, Barbados.
They need a parade?
Trinidad.
What?
Tobago.
Trinidad and Tobago?
Some other countries in the little island, guys.
Is Haiti in there?
I'm sure.
Haiti and, those on the same island, Dominican Republic?
Yeah, Dominican Republic. Although DR probably doesn't go.
They have their own parade, right?
They're hateful.
You know
they're
what? Hated? I would enjoy seeing like a fantasy/sci-fi parade.
It's called Comic-Con.
It's called Comic-Con,
no.
Dude.
But imagine like you're just chilling on the side of the road and see like 50 Cybermen.
When you're when you're walking towards the Javits Center for New York Comic-Con, that is the nerd parade.
Yeah, but I don't want to interact with them. I just want them
Halloween
to walk past
is
me.
More of a mixed bag.
Halloween, you got a lot of nerds out there throwing nerdy costumes on, nerding it up.
Oh, well, definitely.
Half that.
Actually, that's a little better.
Walk
costumes.
Around the city in a stormtrooper costume. I've seen that on Halloween.
I've done it. I've been Han Solo before.
See, that's awesome.
I would enjoy the parade of loose, drunk women. Like
that's also called Halloween.
How many people bought you a beer dressed as Han Solo?
Maybe this guy. I don't know.
I feel like if Han Solo walked into a bar, no matter what day of the year it was, Halloween or not.
It was an oppressive year for costumes. Mine wasn't really up to snuff.
I would buy him a beer. I'd be like, Han Solo, most badass fucking bounty guy in the world.
He's awesome. But he needed a Chewie.
Smuggler?
I had a Leia.
Yeah, but that's not Han Solo's, like boy. Like,
I couldn't find an 8-foot-tall dude to put on a Chewie costume.
I went I remember that year.
I had Stefan who was dressed as Big Cookie Monster. That's as chewy as it was going to get.
Oh, no. A grown man as Cookie Monster?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our friend Stefan enjoys big woolly costumes. I think he's secretly like a furry.
I went with his brother, and we went as the dude, and I was John Goodman's character.
Nice.
And the Big Lebowski.
Do you have the coffee can?
Yeah.
Nice.
I had the little sticker that said, what the hell is the guy's name? Buscemi's character in that.
I forget his name.
Donnie.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Yeah, Donnie.
That's one of my favorite parts of that movie is where he gives that whole long speech at the end that doesn't make any sense, and then he dumps the ashes and it goes right into the dude's face. Yeah. He's like, what the fuck did any of that mean?
Dude's standing there just covered in his
ashes. Just talk about it.
His friends who died face down in the mud. No. He's like, what the fuck did any of that mean? What are you talking about?
I think my favorite scene is when he fucking swinging the bowling ball and just nails the guy in the stomach with it.
What about when they're supposed to have the drop and he jumps out the side of the car with the fucking Uzi? But, and like, I don't know why he jumped out of the car, but he's just like,
because it's hysterical.
I forget what we were initially talking about, but
racist Alabamans. But while we're on the topic, let's jump to movies. Let's do a little price of admission. So it's a kind of a light week for movies this week, but we'll go through some of the big releases. Some meaning the only two I could find.
There's only two actual big, theater.
When I looked it up, there were two in theaters and then a couple, like, indie.
Select theaters.
Asian movies or, like, you know, really small releases.
Yeah.
So we'll start with Identity Thief. This is the one with Jason Bateman, Melissa McCarthy, about an identity thief.
I don't like that chubby chick.
I thought she was great in Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids would have been just fine without her.
Did you see This is 40?
No, I didn't. She's, with the Paul Rudd?
Yeah, she's got a scene in that that's super funny.
Her show Mike and Molly's not that funny.
I can't do that show.
I don't.
Bateman's never missed, though. That guy's hilarious.
He is hilarious.
He's pretty solid. Hilarious. And when you go into that, this is the director, Seth Gordon, who also did Horrible Bosses, which was great.
That was an insanely funny movie.
That movie was hilarious.
Yeah.
I think Charlie Day does is great.
So Rotten Tomatoes gave it 44%. Not the best.
You know what? It'll probably be a funny comedy that, you probably catch when it's on TV.
I wouldn't pay to see this.
No, I wouldn't go to the theater to see
this.
No,
this is a wait for me.
Yeah, definitely. I'd rather wait for Arrested Development than watch this thing.
Arrested Development is going to be the shit. Yeah. It comes out in what, March?
I thought it was closer to the summer.
Oh,
that's
like,
going to be kick-ass.
Oh, it's going to be great.
What I also didn't know is this guy directed one of my favorite documentaries, King of Kong, Fistful of Quarters. You ever see that?
The guy tries to beat the record in King Kong, right?
Donkey Kong.
Yeah, or whatever.
I tell you, when I was in Florida, at one of their airports, they actually have like a King of Kong arcade.
Does it have like, what's his name, Steve Weeb, high scorer in there?
They have like both their photos like on the, you know.
What's the other guy, Billy something? I can't remember his name. That guy's
is Diddy?
Amazing in that movie.
Yeah. Diddy Kong?
Yeah, you just lost me.
He said, what's the other guy's name? I said Diddy Kong.
No, not Diddy Kong.
It's his little son.
Yeah, I know. No, it's Cranky Kong.
Cranky Kong?
I was playing
that
the other day.
They lost me with the Kongs after a while in those games.
They were the first ones were fun where you were shooting yourself in a barrel. And,
the first Diddy Kong was insane.
That was great. Insane. I was in when did that game? Like fifth grade? I was in like a competition, island-wide competition after that game.
Really?
I was a finalist.
What was the jet ski game? That game.
Oh,
Wave Racer?
Oh, yeah, Wave Racer.
That's the first game on 64, like one of the first.
Yeah, that game was sick.
That game was fun. They had Pilot Wings, was it?
Pilot Wings was a big release that I don't know anybody who really played it.
That game was gay. I didn't really get it that much.
N64 was a great console.
It was good. It was an awesome console. Consoles. That was the last good thing Nintendo did.
Those were like the best wrestling games, too. I would put NWO, WCW, NWO Revenge against any
and,
game.
WWF. Well, I think it was
No Mercy.
No Mercy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Or WWF 2000.
Yeah.
That was the other one. Yeah.
They had four hits.
Same format.
Royal Rumbles were the funnest game mode.
Incredible.
All time.
You could pin and submit. And that was like the best part of it. You had a 40-man battle royale. You know, it was just great.
It's the only reason I still have my N64.
That and Mario Kart.
Yeah.
I'd play a little
Mario
GoldenEye.
Mario 64. Oh,
GoldenEye was the shit.
I mean, I bet we can name shitload of games
Turok
was incredibly hard. I hated fucking Turok. I eventually just got the code, made that super weapon, and blew up the world. Every time I shot, it was like boom. You ever make that huge weapon at the end?
Sick.
Did you actually pay through and do it?
No, I
cheated.
I was a cool guy.
Yeah,
they had some cool weapons in that game though too.
The bow.
Aside from that, they had the one that like you shoot the dude and drills into him, and you just see the blood shooting out the other end of it.
That game was fun, and I like the fact that you were like shooting dinosaurs that were like raptors. They weren't like, and you could kill them. It wasn't like a thing. If you encountered a dinosaur, it was just
you were in trouble. Yeah, you could kill those suckers.
They did a remake not too long ago, a couple years back. That was actually pretty solid.
But
it was like a 360, I think.
360 had one?
Really?
I'm pretty sure it was 360.
Last time I saw Turok's ass, he was Polygony on fucking 64, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, like the boss was a T-Rex. That's really all I remember.
Well, it's got to be the boss, right? I guess. You can't have like a brontosaurus.
Well, you weren't just fighting dinosaurs, you know.
There was guys, right?
Turok, dinosaur guys, hunter. Yeah.
Yo, do you remember?
Actually based off an old comic that I used to collect, too.
Really? Oh, yeah.
What the fuck was the point of Turok? Like, I know, was I in the past, or did I go to the past?
It depends what version you're reading. Or what,
I don't care about the comic.
What
the video game, yeah.
The games were all over the place. In some of you, like, this Native American dude. All
right, definitely Turok's a Native American.
Lost Island.
Didn't you have a hatchet or some shit? Like a tomahawk?
A bow and arrow. Yeah. And I believe an axe, yeah.
I don't remember all that well what the plot of that game was.
I don't really either. I was a little kid. I was just like, kill dinosaurs, yeah.
We were in high school when that was out.
Yeah, it came out when I was in ninth grade.
Let's get to the next movie.
All right.
This one's called Side Effects. And I have seen the commercial. I know for a fact Lou won't see this because it has Channing Tatum in it.
He's a career killer, movie killer.
He looks incredible with a shirt off, though.
Yeah, he looks good. What about Magic? Yeah, he did good in Magic Mike, and he did good in...
He's box office gold, man. All you got to do is throw him in a movie.
He's a movie killer.
All right. I didn't know if you were giving a review.
No. I'm saying that movie did good.
I have met a girl that hasn't
seen
that
well,
movie.
Doing well and being a good movie are two different things.
Agreed.
He was in one movie that people think is good. That's 21
Jump
Street.
I like G.I. Joe.
Everything else that he's been in is a fucking dud.
G.I. Joe. Yep. That was all right. The Eagle.
Fighter. He was in.
Oh, that Warrior. Movie was so god awful.
No, that was Tom Hardy. Fighter he was in. You're right. I guess
Fighter?
I
know
that
movie.
So Fighter. He was in that movie with... With that MMA chick,
Gina
forget
Carano.
What it's called.
Haywire.
Yeah.
Same
movie,
director as this flick.
It was almost good. It was almost good, but he was bad. In it. Yeah, regardless, he's a fucking movie.
Yeah, what about Step It Up, bro?
The guy is fucking cross-eyed.
Is he in that movie?
And he's a downy.
I think
Let's move on.
That's how he became like famous. He was like in Step
right,
It Up.
Because he's not an actor. He's a dancer who happens to act.
No, I think Magic Mike is his life story. He like, I don't. He's a stripper.
I don't even know what that movie's about, but I know I don't know a girl that hasn't seen that. Like
yeah.
Every female in the world has seen.
Well,
that
they went
movie.
In droves and like packs of women go to that thing.
Girls aren't like guys where they know about the internet like we knew. It's like I'm not going to a movie to see some titties because like you know.
You could meet a fine Asian man in many fine establishments who have a bag full of illegal ones.
Too. Oh yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, you like a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, that would be the Oriental Party. I'd be carrying around that fake DVD.
Wow, that's great.
Some used panties, too.
You could probably, like, haggle him down. If you met one of those guys, you're like, how much for the bag? You're like, what? How much for the bag? You'd probably get it for a couple $100, and that would be a good prop. You're just handing out movies.
Oh,
selling them.
You know,
sell them at the party.
Speaking about the Asians, a box full of... of fake jerseys came over and got seized by the federales. And it's funny because Brendan was talking to us about selling those things. I was like, no, bro, I don't want anything to do with that.
Are they like bootleg?
Yeah.
Oh, they're mad bootleg. Yeah. And he was like, we should try to sell these. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Yeah.
I had an Asian lady outside my office shows up once a day, blocks me in the drive into our parking lot. We got like a gate. She blocks me in her pickup truck and frequently slams against my window. Swinging bags of socks and underwear, going, you buy! You buy!
You buy?
I have to fucking scream at her to get her out of the way. Last time I threatened to hit her with my car.
You don't give those kind of Asians money.
Damn. I was like, yo, give me a pack of socks.
Just steal the socks. Fucking knock her over and take her socks.
I don't want her fucking chintzy bootleg socks.
You should take your socks off and try to sell it to her.
You buy, bitch!
Yeah, you buy! Take your socks and your drawers up.
Who buys free range socks and underwear? Like I don't.
That's how I buy mine.
I'm saying like I'm not like out in a parking lot. I'm like I don't have enough socks. It'll last me a week. I really gotta get some socks.
They're actually bagged. They're like in the Hanes bags, but like the letters in Hanes are missing like one letter, or it's like
Ains.
It's like Ains or something.
See, I only buy free range socks and underwear.
See, I thought like when you were telling me that she had like
comfort.
A
yeah, it's liberating.
I thought she had like two socks and then like a pair of underwear. He's like, who buys socks and underwear? Like, I didn't know that she was selling like packs and it makes more sense.
So side effects.
Side effects, I'm not gonna see. Is anyone else besides Chang Tatum?
Rooney Mara.
That's That's that bitch that's
the girl with the dragon tattoo?
Yeah.
And Jude Law.
That guy's in everything.
Even in the description I found, it offers up nothing.
What does Rotten Tomatoes give it?
80%, surprisingly.
Yeah. Wow. All right, you know what? I might check it out. Not in the theater, but I'll check it out.
Steven Soderbergh, who's got a good track record.
What did he do?
Well, he directed the aforementioned Magic Mike, Contagion, Haywire, like you said before.
Contagion
was cool. Let me see Gwyneth Paltrow get her scalp removed.
Yeah, hell yeah. That
I hate
sweet.
That bitch.
You hate Gwyneth Paltrow?
I hate Gwyneth Paltrow.
I mean, to have a strong feeling about Gwyneth Paltrow either way, it's crazy to me.
It's just interviews she gives. She sounds so pompous.
I don't think she's overly likable, but I don't know if that she's hateable.
What's her name?
I forgive her for Iron Man, but that's about it.
I've seen movies with her. I don't think I've ever heard her talk. I don't know. I never heard a word come out of her mouth.
I kind
of
think she's sultry with that red hair in Iron Man, now that you bring it up.
Sultry?
Sultry.
I don't know.
No, I dug her in it.
She looked pretty good in
with the red hair, right?
Yeah, I'm going to second that.
She looked right in Avengers for those two scenes they gave her.
I didn't partake in that yet.
No? I got to let you borrow that.
I'm a tough movie guy.
Yeah? How tough are you?
Like, so tough that I don't like to watch them. Like, I watch stupid ones. I watch, like, Liar Liar anytime you put it on.
Oh, I thought you meant stupid, like, when I watched the Battleship ripoff.
No.
What was it called?
American Warship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like an hour and a half of your life that you'll never get back.
I know, but at least they said, like, you know, you sunk my battleship.
Yo, you know what's...
Just waiting for that, Jim.
It's a little off topic. I know we're talking about movies here, but you did the bootleg version of something, right?
Yeah.
You know that... Hostess ain't a fucking company anymore, and it got bought up by some other company, and now like Twinkies aren't called Twinkies anymore.
Isn't that weird when you go to like
the Creamies or something like that?
Yeah. No, it depends on the store you go to.
And it's store based.
From what I've noticed, some are like Dream Cakes. Well, they're not like the pure yellow of a Twinkie. They're like a slightly off yellow where they look kind of dirty, and it's probably that they're using real ingredients. But I miss my neon yellow.
They're
Creamies sounds like the special of the day at like the Tug Shack.
I'll take the $20 creamy, please.
Yeah, I'll take three creamies to go.
You know what's still the same, though? It's Snowballs. They didn't change the name of that. There's like Snowballs, whatever, works.
Creamy and Snowballs. Those are dubious names.
Well, Snowballs is an actual sexual act.
Right.
That's what like
a... So is a jelly donut.
Pretty sure a Twinkie is a term in the gay community, too.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
No, yeah, it's like a kind of gay. A twink.
Yeah.
That's a kind of gay?
Yeah. It's like the little really feminine ones.
Yeah.
Versus like the big burly ones.
Tried to like keep me up to date on all the different lingo and I
against your
was like bear and bulldog. I don't know.
They keep losing me. Every time I think I got a handle on it, they throw a new one out there and I don't know what it is.
I got three categories: gay, straight, bi. You fall into one of them.
What about transgender?
They would fall into one of them.
Yeah. Okay. No, transgender, is that the ones that get like the sex change?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you're full.
By definition of
if
the
you're
word.
Full transsexual. And you were a dude, now you're a chick. And you bang a dude. Is he gay?
The guy's very confused.
A little bit.
But are you gay? Or are you heterosexual? Should you be trying to bang girls or guys?
Do they pass? Or is it one of those, it just looks like a dude and he shaved his mustache?
And do they have the tuck or this post-op?
Is there really this much into this?
That's like, I'd say no.
That's a question.
If you bang a dude in his pussy, like you can't be gay. Like,
yeah, but I mean, how convincing can those?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
how convincing can those possibly look?
I don't know.
I'm sure they're not like silly
they
putty.
They cut
bro.
Their shit and just turn it inside out.
The amount that I know about tranny pussy,
horribly painful,
comes from the Stern Show.
That's not a tranny.
They like. They said they wanted to throw up when they saw this girl's mangina.
The dude, you mean?
For lack of a better term.
Like your cock is totally...
If you're going to tell me you're a girl, I don't care if you have a dick or not. Like, I'll let you
No?
live, I'll let you live however you want.
Oh, I'm
not going to make out with you.
I thought you meant like you when you were hooking up. Like,
oh, God, no.
Well, what if you were getting fucking tugged by a tranny?
Do I know?
Yes.
What if you find out midway through?
Midway through.
Am I wasted?
No. You have enough that you'd let it.
She could finish.
I don't know if I would stop it in the middle of the way. I mean, like, if I'm already getting called gay. It's like whatever.
There's a certain point in the night where if you wake it up, you gotta put it back to bed.
I'm not gonna add a hate crime to my uh, to I don't know to what just happened.
I got no hate in my heart for them. Like, whatever. If you got me this time.
It's one for the trannies.
Oh, you tranny little bitch.
You're sneaky. You're sneaky. It's very sneaky of you. I mean, there's not much you could do. Like when your dick's in their hands, it's like, or his hand, whatever. It is what it is at that point. You just hope you have a friend that keeps secret.
Yeah, like I mean,
you gotta tell somebody.
If a dude was dressed up like a girl, I found out about that midway through. There might be a boxing match after. Like, they better hope they can fight.
On the retrospect now, like, what if you were like about to finger bang a girl and then it was just a monster dick in there?
Oh, I don't know.
What happens?
I might vomit. It depends on the muscle tone. I might run away.
My runaway.
I feel their arms be like, oh, wow, you're pretty strong.
So you'd be giving them a little tug, huh?
I'll see you later.
So what, you ain't going nowhere. You better tug that shit.
I'm going to fight for my life.
You said you give me a mustache ride. Give me a mustache ride.
It's a jailhouse fight.
Was it side effects you're talking about?
I'm sorry. I come on your show and I ruin it with tranny talk.
Actually, speaking of things that are kind of gay, the only other movie I could find that came out this week is a reissuing of Top Gun in IMAX 3D.
Nah. It has the single most gay scene in movie history.
Yeah, do you
like want to
watch
the
volleyball scene in 3D IMAX?
I'm not going to go pay like more money to a movie that I've seen 1,000 times.
My question is, why Top Gun?
I'm going to take some heat and say I'd pay to see that. Top Gun, great movie.
It is a great movie.
Highway to the Danger Zone.
That song does make me want to do push-ups.
It just makes you want to go see that movie.
Yeah. Flight of Steps.
Val Kilmer. He's got a sweet haircut, some cool shades. I don't know. I like that movie.
It's a good movie. I'm just saying, shelling out money to see it in IMAX.
I might do it. A lot of cool flight scenes.
I would see...
still from the, like, what, 86 or...
Yeah, it's probably a waste of money.
I'd shell out money to go play Afterburner right now. Like, Afterburner was a sick-ass game.
If they were going to do an old movie, I'd, you know, like Short Circuit, I'd see IMAX.
I'd much rather see fucking Top Gun.
Maybe Willow.
What about Weird Science?
Willow, I would see.
Yeah. Weird Science is awesome. Mm-hmm. Weird Science is a sweet movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but I don't feel...
I mean, at least if you're going to see a 3D movie, Top Gun's probably cooler than the rest of them because it's all the fucking planes.
But I don't want to pay for 3D for new movies.
No. I don't want to see movies in 3D.
I don't like 3D.
That hurts my eyes.
Yeah.
I've never met a person who's excited about 3D.
No,
like everyone was saying that you have to see The Hobbit in 3D because of how the movie was shot and
with the frame rate.
I don't care about that in real time. Like
I don't know what
jarring means. If a movie is jarring, that I don't know what that means.
I mentioned SNL before, but they actually did a bit on The Hobbit where it was like instead of splitting it into three movies, Peter Jackson decided 14 movies. And it's like at one point Gandalf's hat flew off his head, and they spent the whole movie just chasing it in the breeze.
It was epically long.
I mean, if he was going to split up The Hobbit like this, he dropped the ball in not splitting up The Lord of the Rings into nine movies. He really could have. I think those stories are freaking ridiculous.
I love those movies, and I love the books, and I love everything about him, but I do think he's testing people's patience.
Oh, he definitely is.
I didn't need that whole hour scene in that little Hobbit house, man. Nah. Then Bilbo's house, man. It was fucking long. It was way too long.
What about that freaking Return of the King where it ended 9 times?
That was just like a fake out.
He just wanted to hurt your heart.
But to be fair, the book had one ending that was even longer that he didn't put
true.
In.
Yeah, but did it fucking fade to black all those times? Like, did you read the last page of a page, like in the middle of a page, and you turn it over and you're like, oh, more. All right.
Well, imagine the first time I read it and it was like, oh, the ring's been destroyed and there's peace in Middle Earth. And oh, shit, there's this whole like 3 chapters more about another
Shire fight
going on.
Yeah,
but
Shire?
You could feel in your right hand with the back of the book was a little more thicker. Like, the movie fades to black. Aragorn's singing a song. I'm getting up. It's no, we're back in Hobbiton. All
right, you're right. I could feel that in my head.
I'm like,
oh, more book.
Oh yeah. I'm sitting down, and then like Sam and Frodo were looking at each other, and then they're like, yo, peace. And then like, all right, we're getting out of here. Oh, wait. No,
I remember
right,
being
there's a boat.
I was with you in the theater when that was out, and you got up after each ending, and then sat down like, God damn it.
Well, each one of these scenes like left off like the movie was over. It wasn't like they were like. Like, you know, there's definitely another scene right after this. Like, will you wait? It was rough. You can cut out all that shit. You could have ended with Aragorn singing.
Oh, easily.
So, yes, it. Aragorn singing, movie over. Blah. Except, see, I wouldn't have had him sing that song. I would have had him, like, sing at the end of Star Wars, you know, like that. Like, da-da-da-da.
Well, like, Dr. Feelgood.
Yep. Yeah. Dub.
Oh, call me Dr. Feelgood.
This turns into Rock of Ages.
Or he sings like Bohemian Rhapsody or something like that.
Oh, that I'd pay to see.
Like the whole rest of the fellowship starts singing along with him. I don't know, much better ending. It was much more. I was seeing that in 3D.
And IMAX.
Yes.
I don't know. It just goes to show you that the movie industry is hurting. Like they're looking to re-release any movie that was even quasi-popular.
I actually,
they're already talking about like rebooting series that just ended.
I heard they're thinking about rebooting Weekend at Bernie's.
Fuck off.
They should reboot that twice. One for each movie, man. Like that movie was awesome.
I don't even know how they came up with so many movies about toting around a dead guy. It made sense in the 90s. It doesn't make sense.
The second
now.
One was even better.
In the second one, he danced.
The second
God
was
sakes.
So much better. Where he had like the Jamaican curse on, and every time the music played, he like jiggled around.
Walking under the water and shit.
That was fantastic.
It was like the first zombie spoof movie.
I loved how like the first one, the guy kept killing him, right? He kept stabbing him and shooting him. And then like he'd see Bernie just hanging out the next day, and he was driving him crazy. Like, he came in and he saw Bernie sitting on the chair at the end, and he said some shit in Italian and pops him twice. He's like, oh, thank God. He gives, like, the sign of the cross. And then, like, Bernie gets back up because they lift him up, and he's like, oh, my God. Oh, man, I love that. That movie's fantastic. I would see that if they released that.
Remade? Seriously?
If they,
no,
they could
be, like, total reboot.
Yes.
Like, started from
I love the whole premise
reboots,
of it.
But reboots are never good.
No.
But the premise of that movie
almost
is
almost never good. I like maybe 5%.
What about Red Dawn? The original Red Dawn was kick
ass. And that, I hear, I haven't seen the new one. I heard it's awful.
It looks stupid.
That's hurtful.
They only put it out because the guy who plays Thor is in it.
New Dirty Dancing was terrible.
They Havana
did
Nights?
That, that's yeah. right.
Havana Nights.
No. Nights. They remade the original.
Look, man, these movies don't have Patrick Swayze anymore.
Or
you shouldn't remake
it. Or was that Footloose? Am I getting confused?
No, you're confusing Footloose. Footloose, they remade the
they
original.
They remade Footloose. Dirty Dancing, they gave a bad
yeah,
sequel.
And they wanted, like, who's it? They wanted Kevin Bacon. He was on Stern talking about it. Again, I'm talking about Stern. But yeah, he was saying that they wanted him to play like the father. And he was like, no, I don't want to do that. So then they're like, we'll write this pardon for you about. And he was like, listen, I don't want to be in this movie. There's no part that you could write in.
I don't want to do a sequel 30 years after I did the movie.
It makes no sense.
Speaking of reboots, though, did you guys hear the Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man 2 news?
No.
The weirdest casting ever.
Who?
So they decided to put in another villain. First, they got Electro, right? So
that's Jamie Foxx.
He's
right?
being played by Jamie Foxx. We knew that much. Now they've announced they're putting in the Rhino. So you guys know who the Rhino is, right?
I know the
character, yeah.
Giant hulking dude, massive guy in a Rhino suit who just plows through walls.
Is it going to be Topher Grace?
No, even weirder.
Adrian Brody?
Even weirder.
Weirder than Angelina Jolie?
Maybe not that weird.
Steve Buscemi.
Oh, close.
Rhino would have fucked up teeth.
Mickey Rourke.
I'll tell you, stop yelling, is it? Paul Giamatti.
Oh,
no
what?
Way.
That's the Rhino.
I love Paul Giamatti. He's a great actor. That movie's going to be good.
Just picture him as the Rhino. How the
that,
fuck is
that's
that
a weird be? Rhino. I mean, I'll take it.
The weirdest casting I've ever heard.
Is he going to be in like crazy makeup? Or?
I assume that they're going to make the suit more like
digital.
Shorter?
Yeah, like a big robot Iron Man style suit.
Oh, that's mean.
Instead of doing like
look, you could do
a Jack guy in a rhino costume.
That could actually be pretty cool.
You can do whatever you want to the rhino. I'm not like a stickler for a rhino. Fucking
like they put
I
out
just,
so
I
many.
That was so funny when I heard it.
They put out so many Spider-Man movies. I don't even know who's playing them anymore. Like it's insane. It's like
Tobey Maguire is not playing
it's
anymore.
It's just like reboot after reboot. But yeah, I don't know. Hopefully, it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm gonna see it regardless.
I'm gonna see that movie. I didn't see the first one in the theaters, but I liked it so much that I'm gonna see the second one in the theaters.
Yeah, enjoyed it. So let's do some TV stuff. And again, there was nothing this week as far as TV, but there is a couple things coming back between the time we're recording this and the time you're going to hear it. So I think first and foremost, we should get it out of the way. Walking Dead starts up this Sunday.
Fuck yeah, it does.
Incredible.
Cannot fucking wait.
What do you think is going to be like? There's always going to be a big shocker in the first episode.
Gotta be. Like, well, it's going to be incredibly brutal. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
They always are incredibly brutal.
We're getting to the point, too, in the story, even by comic standards, where it just goes off the rails.
Yeah.
Violent.
Where the governor just becomes the madman, yeah.
They'll never go where they did in the comics, but.
I mean, yeah, they already can't.
I liked how they tiptoed around Lori getting her back blown out. like they just killed her.
Let's keep this kind of spoiler free for people.
Yeah, all right.
But well, I mean, even if they're reading the books, man.
Okay. Spoiler: Lori dies as well in the comic.
Yeah, but she
dies. I can't believe that the baby survives. Like that whole scene shocked me. I thought that like either they both were gonna live or they're both gonna eat it.
I figured she was gonna die the second the dramatic piano music kicked in. When she's laying there and she wants to say goodbye to Carl. I was like, oh, this bitch is dead.
And that last episode of the first half, when we saw Tyrese running in the woods with the hammer, man, me and Cam were just going nuts.
Oh, that was amazing.
We were just like, oh, fuck yeah, Tyrese. Now, is that black chick with him? That can't be his daughter because she was calling him Tyrese like that. And she looked like more of an equal.
Can't be.
They didn't specify who she was in the show. They didn't even give her a name, did they?
Not yet, nah.
Maybe that might be his sister. Maybe like a loved one.
I mean, they might have said her name in passing, but like.
Nothing that stood out.
They yelled Tyrese a couple times.
Oh, no, he's Tyrese. He's carrying a hammer and everything.
Yeah. He is.
That's awesome that they brought that character in. That's such a good character from the comic book.
Yeah, I was afraid they weren't going to do it.
And he's Rick's boy, too.
Oh, yeah. Because now Rick has his crew. Now, and he also has Norman Reedus, too, as Daryl. So
hopefully.
He has, like, three soldiers.
Him hopefully Michonne, he's got Norman Reedus.
Yeah.
We don't know yet that he's got Norman Reedus.
Well, I mean, I know for a fact, right, like you see in the previews, that he doesn't die right away.
The governor's got Norman Reedus, though.
This is true. Do you think that there's going to be any more comic book characters popping up in the next 8 episodes of the season? Like maybe an Abraham?
I think they're going to save Abraham.
Do you think they're bouncing out of the prison?
It seems like every season has its own setting.
Location,
like, the first season was the camp, and like, you know, that was basically that. And then the city of Atlanta. The next season.
So they're going to be going to the next spot. I think our boy Abraham is going to be coming
he's
in.
He's right? A great character.
An
they
awesome
get him
character.
In
and
get Ron Perlman to play him.
Oh man, that's a perfect, or that guy who, like
because his days are numbered on Suns too.
Yeah, well, it's looking that way.
Yeah,
or if not him, that guy who's on that movie Avatar.
Oh, the dude who played the bad guy.
Bad guy in Avatar. You know, he was in the Terra Nova or some shit.
Oh yeah, he's a great character.
Big jacked up. Older
give him
guy.
Give him like a mustache.
Guy, yeah.
Or I mean, he's a little old, but like Sam Elliott, not Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott's way too old and small.
I mean, about 10 years ago, he did We Were Soldiers. He was looking tough. Like, that's Abraham. Like, you've seen We Were Soldiers?
Biker. Yeah. That's why I say Ron Perlman, because his Sons of Anarchy character looks like Abraham.
I like the look, but I think Abraham's not as monotone. You know, like, when he talks, like Ron Perlman always talks.
I think he is.
Yeah, you think so?
That's how I read him.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, you give him your own voice when you're reading it. That's the one I picked.
I thought he was more lively than that. Like, he wasn't as like a slow character, you know, like he always like going out and shooting people and stuff. Like he was more like hot-headed than anything. Like he wasn't like collect it all in and then act.
He could pull that off though.
Yeah,
he'd be playing a different character, of course.
Well, I mean, Ron Perlman
wouldn't be playing Hellboy.
Hellboy, what's his face? What's his name in
Clay?
Tomorrow. Yeah, Clay. Tomorrow. That was another good season of that show, by the way.
I miss it already.
Yeah,
but.
That's why I kind of like what The Walking Dead here does. Like, I'd like the full season, but at the same time, they keep you real hooked by splitting it up like they do.
Season breaks kill me after a while.
No, because...
Well, when you do Walking Dead, which is what? What was it? 2 months?
8 episodes. So
and then
two months
off.
Yeah.
The Breaking Bad break? Fuck that break. Wait a year?
Yeah, Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones, another
one. March to, like, beginning of May or the end of April. It was 12 episodes, something like that.
Game of Thrones gets you up too, and then all of a sudden they're like, nope.
Well, that's coming back
soon.
We're
not finishing you off.
Yeah. But that's what, March?
Yeah, I can't wait.
We're not finishing you off?
Yeah, nope. We'll get you up, but we won't finish you off.
I mean, how great was that episode, the Battle of Black Lake, whatever?
Blackwater. Oh, God. Blackwater Bay, man.
That could have been the single greatest episode of a show I've ever seen.
Tell me the Imp is not the best character.
What?
Who is
Peter Dinklage?
Oh yeah, Tyrion.
Oh my
the
god!
Best.
Well, he was by far the best character that season.
He's one of the best characters
in
from
the first
book
season
too.
He's the best. Now at this point in the story in the book, he's pretty mangled up. Like, isn't his nose missing?
Oh yeah. Well, obviously the show would be so much tougher, but yeah, they take off like a good chunk of his face. Like,
yeah,
he's got that mean scar.
I haven't read the books or anything, but is the next season we're looking forward to? Is it better than the last season?
In fucking sane.
I know the end of the last season. You saw all the walker, like the
White Walker,
the White Walkers, whatever.
I mean, that takes a while. That whole story takes a while to.
Because that's how the show initially
together,
started.
You're gonna see some more White Walkers this season, 100%. sense.
When does that actually get going? Because that was how the whole show started off, where these things were waking up.
Wait, what are you saying now?
I'm saying the beginning of the show, right? It started off with the walkers, right? The White Walkers, right? And that's, they're waking up. How long in the actual, like, how long can we expect as the viewers to get that story going?
Like, to get that fully? I've read all five books and still not, you know, he said, George R. R. Martin said that in this next series, you're going to go, like, as far north, farther north than you've ever been. You're going to, like, learn the backstory and, like, really learn about them. But up until now, it's just been like, I don't want to ruin anything. No spoilers. So
you're
in for a treat next season. Just the whole world that you know and love in Game of Thrones is about to be fucking turned on its head and stomped in.
That sounds fucking great. It
scares the shit out of me.
It should.
I get so attached to certain characters.
Have you? I know Ken lent you the books. Did you start reading them or?
I picked up number three.
Three?
Yeah. So I'm hoping to breeze through that in the next few weeks before the episode.
That's the thing, man. It's a quick read. You sit down, you're like, I'll read the next, because every chapter is a character. So you're like, all right, I'm going to read the Arya story. And all of a sudden, like, you've read Arya, Tyrion, Jaime Lannister, Cersei. You know, like,
that's when he breaks up his book.
This is my characters. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Shit, that's right. Speaking of Cersei, I actually watched Dread this week, finally.
It was really good.
It took me forever to realize that was her.
Cersei Lannister. Yeah. And Jaime Lannister is in that horror movie, Mama.
Yeah.
Both Lannisters getting work.
I want it. Henceforth, whenever you say the name of that movie, you got to say it the way you just did.
Mama. That movie, it's got Jaime Lannister in it, but that's the only thing I've ever seen him besides Game of Thrones.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
not a lot of other.
I actually really like him as Jaime Lannister. He plays that
character. He plays a badass
character. Yeah.
That's the thing. They didn't like make the characters fit the physical descriptions as much as
they aged
the personalities
them up a little bit.
But they got characters who like fit that personality perfectly, you know?
Like there's that one scene in season two where Jaime Lannister's in that prison.
In the cage.
In the Stark prison. And he, you know, bashes in his boy's head. Riveted that whole time. And all they were doing is talking.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, we just lost 10 minutes of that episode. It just went by like that.
Oh, that was his son.
Well, I think one of my favorite conversations in that movie was Tyrion when he was talking to like the Hills people, and they were like, "How do you want to die?" And he's just like, 80 years old with a belly full of wine and a hooker's mouth around my cock." And they're just like, "Ah!"
Yo, and in the book, those characters are even better.
The Hills people.
Oh God, they're so funny. They're fucking ridiculous.
I mean, they were funny in that. They were just like, "Oh man, They were just like making fun of him and who's his buddy in the black?
Bronn.
Yeah, Bronn. I love Bronn. Is he still in the story?
Yeah, Bronn. Like, I mean, again, I don't want to ruin anything, but he's not as integral.
He's more of like a side show.
You know now that they left off in the show. Tyrion, his father's back. Tywin Lannister is back. He's acting as the hand of the king. Tyrion's not really important anymore.
Right.
And
he always speculated that when his time was up,
he rose Bronn up to a knight now. So Bronn is. Sir Bronn of Blackwater. So he almost doesn't even need Tyrion. He can sell his sword, he can do his own thing. Yeah. Apparently.
That the last two episodes of that show were just fantastic. The Battle of Blackwater had the best, I think, action in a TV show I've ever seen. With epicness.
Epic. It was just epic. You don't see that on TV.
Seeing the book is cool too though. He light the whole fucking bay on fire.
When Bronn does that in the show, it blows up that ship. It's fucking serious, man. The explosion that happens from the sound of it, like, is insane.
Insane, right?
And then who's that guy? The dog guy?
The
Hound. He gets all jacked up when guys are on fire running at him and shit. Like,
that was the whole thing. Like, his brother burned his face when he was young, so that's his weakness. Got to fight to the death. But
where'd his brother go? Did his brother get murked?
The mountain?
Yeah. Nah. I didn't see him in the last season.
I forget how they do it in the show, but in the book he's at Harrenhal.
Yeah.
I don't remember him in the show.
Oh no, he's not at Harrenhal. He had just left Harrenhal. He's still around.
The only time I ever saw him was when he was jousting the gay guy's boy. Remember? He was
friendly.
Oh, and he kills the dude.
And he chops like the horse's neck.
Yeah, he kills his horse for losing because he lost to that guy.
Oh, when he jousts Loras.
Yeah.
Loras Tyrell.
Yeah, that's the last time I saw him. Then they never bring him back.
Kills the torch. That's fucking crazy. That's mad funny.
So, I mean, those two shows are coming back soon.
How long till, I mean, in the books at this point, are the dragons a component yet?
Like, where I left off in the fifth book, the dragons are fucking beastly.
Good.
They're, like, almost not containable.
That's where they need to be.
Yeah.
When do they actually start becoming a real part of the story? Because she's just nursing them now.
Now. She's, like, the most important person in the world.
Yeah.
Anybody who sees her.
That's season two. They didn't really pay her a lot of respect. She got that really
No. Just wait until, like, the very beginning of season three. She takes a trip to Slaver's Bay, and that's when you know it's on.
Right.
It's on, like, that.
She creates an army, and she has her dragons a little more grown.
She creates an army and takes that said army to war. Not where you think she's going, either.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't wait for the new season. I think the new season starts in early March.
Early March, yeah.
That and the Borgias start then, too. And that's basically the history of Assassin's Creed.
I know you keep making these comparisons.
Yo,
you know Assassin's Creed isn't real life.
No, not according to the Borgias. I mean, was it Cesare Borgia? Cesare Borgia? He basically made the Assassin's Creed in the show. You got to watch the show. The show's fantastic.
All right. I'll eventually find time for it.
Yeah, but anyway, that's a good one, too, coming up.
Find time to read book three before you find time for the Borgias, bro.
Yeah, definitely going to. Another premiere this week. Community starts back up. I don't know if you guys watch it.
Well, I thought that was like on an eternal hiatus.
No, it's back.
It came back?
It went through hell, but it's back.
Did Chevy Chase stop trying to kill it?
Chevy Chase quit.
He quit?
Yeah.
Like, to do commercials for fucking Geico?
The story goes, after the last season, Chevy Chase basically had a freak out. Nobody likes the guy. Freaks out on Dan Harmon, the show creator. Leaves him like a nasty voice message going, like, fuck you, your show's not funny. I don't want to be a part of this. And Dan Harmon goes out, and he's doing like a live show or something, and he plays the voicemail on mic, which gets online, so now everybody hears it. NBC fires Dan Harmon off of the show he created, and then Chevy Chase quits.
That's stupid.
Did they bring Harmon back or no?
I don't think they brought him back, which makes me nervous for this new season, season four.
If you don't have, well, you know what? The only show that's kind of getting away with it right now is The Walking Dead. They keep constantly losing producers of the show.
Yeah,
keep
dropping. If you're a writer on that show, you should be looking for a new job.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that one's a whole other side story. Who the fuck knows what's going on?
Yeah.
It's sick, because I love Glenn Mazzara doing it.
First season was great. They lost me second season with the farm. That was
Those were the Darabont
freaking
season.
Shitty. And then towards the end of the second season, it got good again. Third season was freaking awesome.
Yep.
And now we'll see.
There's so much good source material that show can survive the writers leaving, because the initial writer, Kirkman, had such a great source.
Oh, yeah.
Rumor has it that Kirkman's the reason all these guys are running.
Well, I can see that. If you made something and, like,
these guys aren't living up to par.
Yeah, and if you really feel like, yo, man, this is how it should be, man, I would try to protect my art, too.
Yeah. The one rumor I heard, and it's a rumor, I don't know if it's true, is that Kirkman's upset with Mazzara, got him fired because he was veering too far away from the source material.
Well, fire his ass before he fucking jumps overboard and doesn't recognize.
But the season
is
amazing.
You'd have to get worried, though, like, if you created this awesome comic book that people love, and then you're watching a guy, like, veer so far off, like, and you probably start to figure out ways in your head how you could rein it back in, or you could make it better or something like that, and you got to get people in line. His baby.
This season has been great, but where they left off last season, how could you mess it up? You're in the jail. Rick's fucking insane. You have only the cool characters left, basically.
Yeah.
Except
for Carol.
Carol's not bad this season.
It's because she's barely in it this season.
Well, I'm saying, she's not a puss.
She was locked in the closet for, like, 6 episodes. Yeah,
exactly.
But, like, you know what? She wasn't looking for her fucking kid. She was killing zombies when she was around.
She was, like, wanting to cut zombies open and stuff like that and learn how to
deliver
babies.
That was helpful to the crew.
Yeah, but then she didn't even do it.
Well,
Lori's dead.
If you think about it, that wasn't helpful to the crew, bro. They should have let them both die.
How are you guys feeling about the comic book right now?
Awesome.
Oh, dude, did you see the...
caught up.
There's a preview of I look at the covers a couple months ahead, and there's
the new cover is freaky.
Which one?
For 107.
Which one's that? The
where they're, like, freaking out. You see Carl's hat on the ground.
There's, I'm talking about the one after that, though. There's a black guy with a with white dreads with a big sword and a tiger behind him. So they're going to introduce like a probably a new character.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he showed me the picture of it. It looks insane.
That's like Michonne times three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even put it into words.
He's showing this pet guy zombies. Like, this guy's got a pet tiger?
Yeah, so there's going to be a new character probably introduced, not in February. I think the new one comes out next Wednesday.
Yeah, next week, yeah.
And I have a feeling that guy's going to put the smashing on Regan, on Negan.
No, they build up Negan too much. He's already killed Glenn. He's he's like put out Rick like a cigarette almost. He's too big of a importance to just take care of him real quick, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to make of him in the beginning, but
he's a bad guy. He's my favorite bad guy. So
he's better than the governor.
Hell yeah, he is. He's a bad motherfucker.
He's more twisted, if that's to be believed.
Because the governor was just weird, and he caused a ruckus, but he wasn't the greatest character per se. While Negan is an awesome character. I like reading his, you know, his dialogue and shit.
And when you get to his factory, his facility.
Oh, dude, and then you find out why that guy's face was...
Why his face is all fucked up?
Yeah. That's like a sign of a person who betrays him or whatever.
Do you think they're going to do like another actual book about like Negan's background? Like
a novelization? I should.
The governor's story was cool. I actually read that. You let me borrow that. That story was cool. It was it was a quick read. It was, you know, real interesting. And then like you understood why the governor was the governor.
They should do as many books as they possibly can. And the video game was great too. He actually had the video game for a hot minute. He put it in his PS3. He got into the police car, and then his PS3 died.
Seriously? Right at the opening scene?
As I crashed. I went down that hill and started crashing my PS3.
So right as it was getting going.
Done.
Lou, are you still playing it?
No, I played through it, and I did some of the choices again just to see what the differences were. So it was Dynamite.
Yeah, it's such a good
game. I hope they come out I think they're going to, the season two of that. I hope they come out with more books. Because he already built the world so awesome to me. You know, you don't even need the characters that are in the comic book to have a good time in the game.
That's what's great about the game is they start you off in episode one, like, here's some familiar faces, and then you just don't see any of them ever again.
You see
Herschel, you see Glenn in that first episode, and you're like, oh, they're going to sprinkle these guys in, and that's it. That's all you get. Yeah.
There's a first-person shooter coming out that's supposed to be about the Dixons making it to the camp.
I'm so sure about that one.
As long as it plays well.
It's being made without really the blessing of the actual Walking Dead people.
It's on the commercials for the show.
Of course it is.
You could be in the game.
It's based off the show, but it's got like no allegiance to the comic or anything.
Well, I mean,
and it looks like a first-person shooter. I don't want a first-person shooter.
They did it like Call of Duty Zombies. I play that shit.
Like with video games, the way they handle it in the Walking Dead game is so good because every single zombie is a threat, and every single one is a unique killing experience. When it's just mowing down zombies with a machine gun,
I'm all about that.
You lose. That's why I didn't care for like Dead Island.
The only zombie first-person shooter I played was the Call of Duty series. I love all of
those. I didn't care for Dead Island because they put me on too many stupid side quests.
Yeah. Like, I need champagne.
I didn't even know where to get champagne.
I'd shoot that person immediately.
You can't shoot the people. I would blow them all away, trust me. Like, they're like
trailer out for the new one.
Does it look any good?
The trailer is gorgeous. But the trailer for the first
was
one
was amazing. One of the best trails I've ever seen for a game.
And then you play the game, it's like, oh, this is nothing to do with the trailer.
You play Far Cry 3?
I haven't played it yet.
My brother picked it up. He said it was I got that game, but unfortunately my PS3 is non-functional, so it does me no good. But yeah, like I watched, they had like a 10-minute trailer for that, and they went through like after the multiplayer game, the top player from the winning team gets to take the top player from the losing team. Like he gets to like rough him up. You could kill him. You could let him live if you want. Like talk to him about how he's such a bitch and. He should step his game up and let him live. So I'm sure you could be talking on your headset the whole time.
That's amazing.
Yeah. They have like all those like crazy side things. Like you could drive a buggy, you could fly a fucking glider, you could parachute, like all that crazy shit. Boats look crazy.
Yeah, I might pick that game up.
That game's amazing. You played any of the other Far Cry's?
No.
They're all good.
Are they?
They're all good.
Are they? Yeah.
Yeah.
The multiplayer on this looked awesome. It looked like Call of Duty meets... Like, I don't even know. Like, Call of Duty meets that other game from PlayStation.
Drake's Fortune?
Yeah.
Well, I remember playing, I think it was, like, original Far Cry or Far Cry Instincts, or they had so many variations on, like, original Xbox, and that game blew my mind. I can't wait for this one.
Yeah.
The environment.
What system is it on?
I had it for PS3. I'm pretty sure
it's cross-platform.
Cross-platform.
Yeah.
I might check it out then for X. Well, actually, I got both of them. Might as well check out for PS3.
I mean, yeah, it looked like a a good pickup, just for the single player alone. But the multiplayer looked cool. I would want to be slapping people around, bro.
I still got to go through Resident Evil, Operation Raccoon City, and Black Ops. I'm sorry, not Black Ops. Was it six? I still got to go through those two.
Resident Evil Black Ops.
I mean, that's what it was basically. Raccoon City was like Resident Evil Black Ops.
Whatever Resident Evil you put in and wasn't multiplayer, just I'm bummed on the series now. Until they come
we
back
talked
with
about this when
screen.
We were on A Squad with Dan.
Oh yeah,
me and Ken picked the game up, popped it in, couldn't play two players.
It just was heartbreaking.
And then we just sat it on the fucking shelf right there. And then I've been asked. Pete said Berg said he was gonna acquire it through Gamefly and just.
Then you gave me Skyrim, so it's your own fault.
I guess.
It does sound like your fault.
I mean, they gave me Skyrim with the system, and I was like, I'm not playing this game because I don't like those games. But like, also, if I did start it, I couldn't just give it to Pete after I was done because it was one of those downloadable games.
Yeah.
So I just gave it to Pete.
Yeah, and I've had zero productivity in my life since.
I mean, it's epic. I mean,
it's epic as shit, dude.
I hope you enjoy it.
I do. I play it too much.
Nice, nice.
Fucking crazy. What were we talking about before?
I don't even know.
Oh,
TV you're bringing
TV
up.
TV shows, but that was pretty much it. I doubt anybody cares that Brand X with Russell Brand is returning.
That's no. Fucking returning?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Show sucks.
Who the fuck watched
I
that?
I almost said Russell Brand has a show.
It's like you just... it's
calling it that is suspect.
Yeah.
I mean, you it's just...
Basically, Russell Brand on TV waving his arms around and talking incoherently for half an hour.
He looks like X-Pac.
He does look like a knockoff Xbox.
Like British Xbox.
He looks like a guy dressed up like Xbox for Halloween.
You don't want to look like that.
He looks like if Xbox was dressing like Jack Sparrow for Halloween.
Yes. Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, so that's coming back. I'm sure we're all excited.
Boo.
That's it for TV. Let's wrap it up. Let's do a little what we learned this week.
Well, what I learned this week is that older people a little hard of sight. My grandfather was making some golf clubs in his house, and he had dropped the head of one. It was apparently an expensive one, so he was fucking flipping out, trying to get at it in his little garage, little workshop. He picked up what he thought was a flashlight, and he ended up spraying himself in the face with mace. I get a frantic call. Like, oh, bro, Junior, you gotta come help me. You gotta come. Oh, I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? He's like, God, just get the fuck over here. I'm like, what happened? I just want to know what I'm walking into. Like, what happened to you? And he's like, I sprayed myself in the face with mace and I lost something. I was like, all right, man, I'm coming. And,
like, what is your grandfather doing that he needs mace so readily available? It's just.
Have you met his grandfather?
No.
Oh, you gotta beat this guy.
He's got like some weapons, and I mean, mace is having
one of my favorite people in this world.
Like mace in the shed, though.
It wasn't in the shed; it was in his basement. He has a workshop in a basement.
Mace in the basement.
You watch Boardwalk, right?
Yeah.
You know Jip Rossetti?
Of course I do.
Picture him at 70.
Oh no,
that's Brian's grandfather.
You should have taken that away from him.
No, he actually at the after we got done cleaning up all the stuff and we found his little golf head, he was happy he had the mace, actually. He was like, all right, I'm going to bring this upstairs.
Yeah, but it, like, the problem with old people is that they think they can get away with anything. So he's going to go into McDonald's, and he's going to order something, and he's going to say he ordered something else, and they're going to be like, sir, you just, and then he's going to mace them.
I'd be fine with that. But he's good like that. Like, about 7-8 years ago, he got a guy, like, he got cut off a guy or whatever, so, did something where a guy... was angry enough that he got out of his car and like confronted him. This is before my grandfather had the aortic aneurysm. He was still in really good shape. And he punched him in the face and broke his cheekbone. And when the cop got there, he was just like, what the fuck happened? Would you hit this guy? He's like, I'm 68 years old. And then the cop looked at the other guy. He's like, 35. He's like, what are you trying to beat up an old man? What the fuck is wrong with you? The guy's got his face broken. And He's an animal. He's a madman.
Yeah,
you know?
We used to work with him, and the stories that you could tell were amazing.
Yeah.
There was one point that they were pranking each other, like back door to the warehouse into the office. So they, a friend Edler who worked with us, and Brian were going back and forth. So Edler put a box of packing peanuts above the door, intending for when, you know, Edler walked through for it to fall on his, or Brian to walk through it fall on his head.
Right.
Instead, it was his grandfather and his Uncle Pete. the box fell on his grandfather, stunned him, and he punched his uncle in the face.
He was starting to swing. He thought he was getting attacked, man. He just started swinging everywhere.
Like, his reaction wasn't to go, what was that? His reaction was kill. Blood rage.
He got fucking, you know.
How you win fights.
He just got fucking exposed right there. He didn't know. He didn't know what was going on, so he had to go fight it.
That being said, great guy, and I hope his eyes are all right.
He was fine. When I showed up there, he was a little red-eyed, but, yeah.
You should have poured some milk on his face.
I'm sure that would have flown.
He was stumbling around the basement, man. He was trying to find his golf head, man. He just kept trying to find that shit.
Through it all, he just needed that golf
head. I hope that golf head is worth it. I hope it's a really good golf head.
Yeah, I hope he plays par golf with that shit. But that's what I learned this week. Old people have a bad eyesight.
Did anybody else learn anything worth sharing?
I just want to say Timothy Oliphant is fucking great. You know, he got his show Justified, which you guys haven't watched, right?
Have not watched it.
It's just basically a U.S. Marshal going up to criminals and being like, you move and I'm going to fucking shoot you. They move and then he shoots them.
Is that the whole thing?
You don't have
to the show?
He's just being a badass. Like,
oh, I like that dude. He does a lot of good movies.
I mean, you know, like Crazies.
Crazy watching
Dynamite. Hitman.
Meh.
That one's more if you like the game.
I like the game. I just think
every like
movie.
10 minutes there's something from the game in the movie. Movie itself.
Didn't make it a decent movie.
The movie itself is like, you know,
extra retarded.
Transporter.
Forgettable.
You know.
Extra retarded.
But
I thought he was weird casting for that role.
He doesn't quite look like 47.
No, not in the least.
But he's great. He's excellent. What, you never
what'd
had
you pick up?
I learned that I don't like Sam Adams' chocolate buck.
Does it taste like Guinness or something?
No.
It tastes like
I've had it before. It's not bad. It
tastes like a piece of candy.
I had that when I went to the
read it. You opened it and gave it to me.
Which you got to go. You get a chance to. You don't even have to pay for the tour. At the end of it, you just drink a shitload of beer.
When I'm out east, I go to breweries, and I got a brewery down the street that I go to, Long Island.
Oh, Long Island is some good brew.
Their brewery is 5 minutes
breakfast
from
out.
Me. Oh yeah,
I've been to Blue Point.
They let me hang out in there with my dog.
Yeah,
yeah.
Have you ever been to what's the other one? Great South Bay.
Yeah. Great South Bay makes good beer.
Yeah, my buddy John works over there. He brought over what was it? The Blood Orange IPA.
Ooh.
Yeah, good beer.
Boy,
they had a tasting. They had a tasting at my local BD, and every flavor they had was pretty fucking good.
Yeah, they're good brew.
I love the fact that all these microbrews got really popular after Sam Adams hit it big, because they make. I mean, before that, I mean, it was a Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light. Like,
I mean, beers rose around, but now it's
Heineken,
a
Corona.
Lot easier to go get yourself a growler.
Yeah, like they always had the cheap like Schlitz. PBR.
They're blue women. They're a blue ribbon winning beer, man. They won a ribbon for that shit.
For shitty beer.
This is like an 1890 something, but like
shitty
they won
beer that hipsters like.
They like
and according to South Park, white trash.
Is white trash like that? Yeah. No, hipster. Well, at least New York.
They did the whole South Park episode where they were doing white trash in trouble.
No, I understand that, but South Park's located. Those people in Colorado, in New York. It's hipster people. It's hipster.
Yeah. Like if you're gonna drink cheap beer, get like Busch. That's good cheap beer.
Busch beer is disgusting. I mean, when we went to house with that shit,
delicious.
Man, that's why I felt so shitty the next day.
I've had some pretty gnarly fucking cheap beer, where like a six pack of Tall Boys is like $3.
Like King Cobra.
Yes, King Cobra. The first can tastes like half beer, half saliva. But if you can get through that can,
you don't taste anymore.
Gold.
I'm gonna taste another one for the rest of the night.
Yeah, Ken was telling me a story this week where we actually met each other on Friday to go to a Nick game, and his buddy brought him a random beer. And you want to tell him what beer that was, bro?
What beer?
Your boy Dusty. He brought you on the train ride.
Oh, the Colt.
The
Colt 45. Yeah, he was like, yeah, man, you want a beer? Because he came to the train platform complaining about $4 Modelos. So he's like, he conned me into thinking I'm getting a $4 Modelo. So he's like, you want some beer? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want some beer. He pulls out two Tall Boys, Colt 45 is white, just like Modelo. Hands him over. I'm like, Colt 45?
What am I, Billy D. Williams? The fuck do I want Colt 45?
Yeah, no, it was good, though.
You know, you brought it up. I had a Modelo the other day for the first time in years.
Yeah.
Not as good as I remember it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a special. It's a champagne and Mexican beer.
I guess I'm glad I had the Colt, though.
It didn't do anything for me. I was at a Mexican restaurant. I got all excited.
You know what? Because it's cold out. You got to be in the nice sun.
I should have got the Modelo Black.
There's a great
the
bar.
One, yeah.
There's a great bar in Brooklyn that does free tacos after 4 a.m. It's in Greenpoint, but point of the story is you get the, what is that, Tecate? Now that is the good South American beer. You ever have that? The red can?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
That's good?
Yeah, they give you the Tecate in a can with a lime. Squeeze that lime right into your can. Still class it up. Still class it up when you drink the can. Doesn't mean you got to be fucking classless. And then you get yourself a dollar taco. Like, any kind of taco you want.
I thought you said free tacos, man.
I'm sorry, I lied. Dollar tacos.
That's fine.
That's basically a dollar taco? Come
on. But free tacos? Imagine your shit.
No, no, because a dollar legitimizes it a little bit.
Right. Yeah, it makes it a good taco.
Get some free tacos in the Shady. Well, pay a buck, you're all right.
At 4 a.m.
Shady.
Exactly. You want some free tacos?
No. Oh,
yeah, by 4 a.m., fucking 7-Eleven food tastes good.
Yo, you want 4:01 a.m. free tacos? I'm good. Those are rape tacos, right? Like what?
You probably did some dirty things for those tacos. Who gives tacos away for free?
We found a big bucket of cooked meat out here. Free tacos, everybody.
It's the most dubious meat you can find. It's not even like dog. It's like, think smaller. Think
could
more legs.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be meat. It could be insects.
Do they have
fiberglass insulation.
Is it just meat and cheese, or they got like fixings on it?
Oh, it's fixings. It's like old school traditional tacos. Like they're not doing like Taco Bell, you know. Shredded lettuce and cheese,
taco.
But it's like they'll let you get like chorizo tacos.
I know it's off the cusp and we didn't plan for it, but like if you're going to put together your like mint taco, like
your dream taco?
Yeah, your dream taco.
A dream taco.
Yeah.
Ooh, right. Just right on the spot.
What would the, you can all think about your dream taco, but like what would that consist of?
Marinated steak.
Marinated steak.
Refried beans. Mm-hmm. Sour cream, guac. Chopped red onions, jalapeno, some shredded cheese, yeah, and some hot sauce.
Yeah,
you just described every taco I've ever had. That's it, all right? It sounds fine. A taco's a taco.
I'm thinking my taco would have to have, like, steak-em meat?
And some American cheese.
Like, from the Steak-em Company?
Yeah.
Yeah? You could get those at the supermarket for, like, $6.
I know.
You going American cheese over provolone?
You can do that.
Oh, that's a spicy move. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I like going Pepper Jack personally.
Pepper Jack, my favorite. Both.
I think I would. I'm just a huge, huge fan of the Doritos.
Oh
Locos.
God, I knew you were going to say Doritos Locos.
Yo, all they need to do is come out with a new flavor shell.
That's. I was thinking Cool Ranch has got to be.
Cool Ranch.
That's their second flagship flavor is Cool Ranch. It's got to be Cool Ranch before it's any of the other
crazy.
They should
do that barbecue, whatever that smoky, crazy barbecue that they have is.
That's too meaty of a taco. You couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it.
See this mustache? It says I can handle it.
That's a dirty mustache for a dirty taco. I mean, I really wish that they would put like more love into the Doritos Locos. Like, I love the shell and the meat and cheese, but they need
it's Taco Bell.
Steak.
You could ask for steak, right?
Taco Bell will do. You could go there and make up your own thing, and they'll do it. If they have the ingredients, they'll put it in.
Yeah, I do that pretty much every time.
Like, yeah. My boy is a vegetarian, and he eats like a king of Taco Bell. He goes in there, he's like, let me get a grilled stuffed burrito, no meat, double beans. Like, get whatever you want.
It's all the same five things, so why not?
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They need to have actual chopped jalapenos in their shit, though. They don't have that at Taco Bell.
Better than any jalapeno.
I like the taste, like the actual feel and taste of the jalapeno.
The burn of the lava sauce is good, bro.
The lava sauce is good.
That's sweaty sauce. I mean,
I like the. Is
it Fergie sweaty?
Of the fire sauce, but I like the taste of the hot sauce more.
Yeah,
it actually tastes better, but it doesn't give you as much of a kick.
I'm a fan of the fire. I like the fire.
I like mixing it all up.
I would take the chipotle meat and throw it into the fucking, like, all the Taco Bell fixings.
Now, what happened to that, like, roasted Chipotle sauce that they had? Remember that little brown packet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had that like, really oh, my God. Yeah, but they keep the green one. The green one sucked. Nobody wants the sauce like Verde.
I just went to the supermarket. I bought a little thing of Tabasco, the Chipotle Tabasco.
Oh, that's banging.
It's delicious.
Banging. You know,
put it on everything.
I don't know why they got rid of it. They used to have chili cheese burritos.
Oh, my God. They had chili cheese burritos?
Yeah, so, like, you can still
with,
get
like,
them.
Melted cheese in there?
Yeah, but you got to go to, like, Michigan to get them.
Nobody lives up there. They know nobody's ordering them.
Yeah, but, I mean,
like, you got to go to Anchorage,
really
Alaska.
Think those fucking Michiganers appreciate some chili and some cheese?
I fucking hope they do up there.
Yeah, whatever happened to the classic chili cheese dog, man? Like, I haven't seen one of those.
Sonic
go to, like,
ruined
Sebs
it.
And make
Sonic's
it
hot dog sucked, ruined though. It.
You gotta go to Sev's, get a big bite. They have that, like, weird chili dispenser that kind of looks like a ketchup.
I don't know if I want to eat it.
It creeps me out. Oh, it's like, comes out in a tube of chili.
I've been to, you know, 7-Eleven once looking for hot dog. And as I'm about
looking
to ask.
Hot dog.
Looking for a single hot dog.
But I used to
is this a person?
Big
is
bite.
This, like, going to your relatives?
No, no. But, you know.
I was like,
I go,
yo, hot dog.
I'm like, hey, I'm just like, I had a hankering for a hot dog. It was late. And the cashier just gives me this dead look, like, don't want that.
You don't want
a he shakes dog. His head. Mm-mm. Not
really?
Even going to respond to your want for a hot dog.
Well, you have to, if you have to ask him for a taquito, they try to give you the whole rack of taquitos. They're not like.
Yeah, they're like, you sure you don't want five?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I said one.
I could give you six for a buck.
I might be high. I might not have asked for one. How many did I ask you for?
I'll take one taquito, please. Like,
you sure you don't want 12?
No, I don't.
I already put them in this box for you, though.
I got a crave case of taquitos, bro. You want these taquitos? They try to supersell those too. Like,
I've been swindled a bunch of times because they're like, well, one's $1.39. If you get seven, they're only $1.09 a piece. You're like, fuck, I should be getting seven then. God damn,
bro. They try to sell me bananas like I'm fucking a gorilla, bro. They're like, I'll have one banana. Like, don't you know?
You look like a man in need of bananas.
Instead, there's two bananas for fucking the same price. It's like. I just don't want that much banana in my life. I just want the one. No, bro, I'm giving you two.
7-Eleven is just about that, though. They like that with the water, too. They're like, don't you know this water is two for $3? I'm like, yeah, but one's $1.59. I'll take that.
It's like, is the water going to go bad, buddy? Like,
you're not a salesman. You're not getting commission off my $1.59 water. You sit there and you ring me up and you take my money.
Last year when I went to on vacation, I bought, like, as a joke, one of those big Rice Krispie treats, like those, like, four-pound
novelty ones.
Yeah. Guy's like, oh, great. Yo, you know it's two of these for like I'm like, what the fuck do I want two of these things for?
Yo, I'm sure they sell all four of those a year. How do they have two of them?
Hey, these are buy one get one and half off if you want to ruin your life.
We actually got drunk every night and went to town on that Rice Krispie treat, and there was still a quarter of it left when we left that. We just threw it out in the garbage. We're like, whatever, I'm not eating this anymore.
Do you remember the one guy trying to do a Haka's discount candy?
Yeah,
every time we went in there for like. Solid 2 weeks. This guy's like, you want candy? It's a big sign in front that says discount candy. What is wrong with candy that is discount? I'm pretty sure I could survive a nuclear war.
Oh, no. You know what can't survive?
Foul things must have happened to this candy.
Do you remember two summers ago where we had that retarded heat wave? It was like 110 degrees out.
Yeah.
There was a brownout a little bit. Like, they lost power. I walked in there. I bought a Three Musketeers bar, and when I didn't know that it was a milkshake. Candy can't survive the heat, bro. You know what's crazy? When they put the AC back on, it probably reformed into some other crazy shape. So when they eventually sell those things, they're probably like, "What the fuck is with these?"
I've done that all the time.
Probably
look
like a fucking turd.
Like Reese's cups, and left them in the car for a minute too long, and then tossed them in the fridge to try to salvage them. And you open them up, and they formed into one just ball of muck. It's still delicious.
I'm worried about breaking one of my teeth, but the freezer candies, what's up? I love like putting a Milky Way in there or else.
You can put anything in the freezer, it makes it better.
Definitely.
Except pack of cigarettes.
What?
Get the ice cold.
I'm not lying. What? If you smoke cigarettes, put a pack of cigarettes.
Is
fresh,
it like
unopened.
Menthol?
No.
What the fuck does
just
that do?
Just keep them super, super duper fresh.
I smoke them quick enough that they don't have an opportunity.
But
to go.
The real way you gotta do is you gotta put your cigarettes in the freezer for a good hour, right? And then crack open a Coors Light, and then double duty it.
That's fucking absurd. I mean, like, Just the freshness doesn't like absorb.
It's fresh.
Doesn't absorb any flavor if you put it next to the chicken.
No.
I mean, keep it next to the batteries that are recharging in there.
You recharge your batteries in the freezer?
That's an old like Spanish wives' tale.
You could lay your bag
a Spanish
of
wives' tale
that you could put your.
I've never heard of
that. You put your batteries in the freezer after they're dead.
You know, I've never seen a Spanish
life.
Their souls go to battery heaven.
You know, I've never seen a Spanish person buying batteries, so there must be something to it.
Exactly. They just keep throwing them in the freezer.
They don't even write.
You put them in the freezer. You pray the rosary.
They don't even write on the back where it's like the, you know, it's like English and the Spanish version. They don't even have the Spanish version on it. Like, our fucking demographic isn't Spanish people. I don't know what's going on with these people that are buying batteries.
And Lou just drops some knowledge right there.
It's right.
Just sold out his people.
It's just going to have to be a new segment.
Now I know where I'm looking at.
Spanish wives tale of the week.
It's like you go.
I got a dead remote at home. Guess what I'm doing when I get back?
In the freezer.
It's going right in the freezer.
Put it next to the cigarettes.
So if next to the cigarettes.
So if I go in your freezer, it's going to be like some pollo and some fucking candy and then a bunch of fucking batteries and
like 9 volts
and double A's.
9 volts.
It might just be a whole remote if I'm lazy. Just throw the whole fucking thing in it.
Yo, go get that shit in a half an hour. We'll be all good.
By the time Law and Order is done, we'll be able to change the channel again.
I had no idea that was a thing, man.
Something that I learned.
I'm going to go throw all my batteries in the freezer tonight. Charge all those bitches up.
Yeah, man.
I'm naming this episode Freezer Batteries.
You think it works with car batteries?
You put any battery, bro.
Yeah,
any battery.
All right.
Excellent.
That's amazing.
Got room in your freezer.
On that note, I think we should wrap it up. We're about an hour and a half here. So, as usual, you can contact us on Twitter at PIB Comics and let us know what you think or what you want to hear us talk about. You can also email us at paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. Of course, hit up paintedblackcomics.com for comics, podcasts, and everything we're up to. If you want to hear more from Brian and Ken, check out Disenfranchised on iTunes and the Painted Black Network. Also, check us out, me, Brian, and Lou on this week's A-Squad, which is out now. And that's it, unless you guys got anything else.
I'm getting my batteries together, bro.
What's your Twitter account again?
Oh, for which one?
For Disenfranchised.
Disenfranchised.
Franchise 13.
No, it's just Defranchised.
Yeah, Defranchised.
It's at Defranchised, and our email is disenfranchised13@yahoo.com. And A-Squad is A-Squad Gamers, and then...
At A-Squad Gamers.
At A-Squad Gamers, and then the email is A-Squad13@yahoo.com.
All right, great. So, signing off then, I'm Pete for Brian, Lou, and Ken. Close the door behind you.
Peace.